Good evening, good to see you all. The September 26, 2023 special board meeting will now come to order. Mr. Olivet, would you please lead the board in the Pledge of Allegiance?
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Mrs. Moak, roll call, please.
Mrs. Buttermer?
Here.
Mr. Rasky?
Here.
Mrs. Cho?
Here.
Mrs. Syed?
Here.
Mr. Lobach?
Here.
Dr. Bruno?
Here. Thank you very much. Well, we're going to begin with public participation. Just a reminder that we will be suspending public participation at 6:45, and then when we come out of closed session, we will resume the open part of the meeting, and we will allow any additional public participation at that point. So, members of the public who wish to address the board should sign in with Mrs. Moak, the board recording secretary. Speakers are asked to maintain a respectful decorum and limit comments to 3 minutes or less at around 30 seconds in your allotted time. I will politely remind you to wrap up your comments. Mrs. Moak, is there anyone who would like to make public comments?
Chris Jackson.
Thank you. Chris?
Good evening, D41 School Board. Appreciate the opportunity to speak this evening. I'm really concerned and really sad that Allison Prochaska was not given an interview in this vacancy process. Allison is an accomplished mother, educator, Glen Ellen community member. She also fought and ran in a hard campaign, which, as you can all appreciate, is a tough thing to do. She showed up on Election Day. Speaking of Election Day, she won the most votes on that day. She received more in-person votes than any other candidate on that day. There were almost 2,000 community members who asked for her voice to be heard, and you have now ignored them. The fallacy in your logic is that people only voted for the incumbent Slater Allison. But based on the number of voters and the votes casted on Election Day, it's not mathematically possible. People listen to both sides, and some people voted for 2/3 of the incumbents plus Allison. I know this because I talked to a lot of people in the community, and that's what I heard on the street. Why does this board continue down the path of listening to its own voice and not the voice of others? The referendum last fall failed. Our children failed because you weren't listening to the needs of the community, and the pattern goes on and on and on. I was really hopeful that with the tensions of COVID, the 2021 election, all the controversy around Lucy Calkins, that it was all over. But your actions continue to tell the community you don't care about the opinion that isn't yours. Leading the community towards division and a lack of transparency seems to suit all of you well, listening in your own echo chamber. As the late Jack Welch once said, when you were made a leader, you weren't given a crown. You were given a responsibility to bring out the best in others. We really wish we would have gotten better. Thank you.
Chris?
John Kohler?
Jason, can you pay attention to the people that are speaking?
Excuse me.
I was going to ask the same question.
Excuse me.
Last meeting, it was offensive. He had two people.
Do not.
And that's
where
he doesn't care.
Now he looked up once at the audience.
We're going to break at 6:45. I want to allow time for people who have stepped up.
Excuse me.
And I'm going to allow board members are free to take notes. They're free to take notes. They're free to care for me.
And
to listen. Listen. Okay? This is your time, public participation. Sorry, sir. Feel free to start.
I am John Kohler, D41 resident and parents. I, too, found out late last week that Allison Prochaska, who applied for the vacant board member position, was not selected for an interview. I've been trying to figure out how that's possible. Of thousands of people eligible to be a board member in this community, only four ran for election in April. Three are reelected, and the other was Allison, who got 1,967 votes from our members of the community. And she was the only other person in the community who put in the effort to run for this board. She has experience as an educator and a school district administrator, which you would think would be a great fit for a board member. And I find it hard to believe that she would not even be eligible for an interview. At least let her sit in the same room with you and have a conversation about what she would have for goals for this district, and why she would want to be on the board. And even if you ended up choosing someone else, she deserved to be in the conversation. So the only conclusion I could come to is that You guys are a collection of cowards on this board who are scared to have difficult conversations with others, to make hard decisions, and to fight for what you believe in. Because the purpose of this board is to represent the community, listen to residents, and work hard for our kids. I hope everyone in this room, and unfortunately it's not being live streamed for some reason, but can see that the current board is not putting in the effort to deserve, we deserve to find a new member. I'd like everyone to think about what they might be hiding, or why they wouldn't want someone so qualified, willing, and previously chosen by 1,967 of us to serve on this board. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Nancy, I did.
Okay. I'm sorry.
Thank you.
I was looking on the website, D41 website, under the board vacancy information, and as I'm reading it, it says the BOE is accountable to the public and makes decisions as a unit based on what is best for the district as a whole. I find it unnerving, I guess. I know that it's a technicality of something you're allowed to do is when that someone quits. You're allowed to fill that vacancy however you see fit. But, you know, there's, like, the rule, and then there's, you know, trying to do the best thing possible, or what's the most equitable thing possible. And not allowing any community input whatsoever, whether that was, in some districts, they allow the person that did not win in the previous election to fill that vacancy. That would be community input, because people voted for her. Or just doing some version. You could have everyone who applied, there could be a panel, and there could be a vote a week later, whatever timeline you saw fit. But there could have been community input into who the community wanted to fill that board vacancy, and you're just adamantly choosing to not allow that to happen. That doesn't seem to mesh with the BOE is accountable to the public and makes decisions as a unit based on what is best for the district as a whole. I'm not demanding that you do just what I say or what the people that come up here say. We could have made it a community election again, some version of that, so that you could see who the community wants to fill that vacancy. But just deciding amongst yourselves with pretty much no transparency. We had more transparency so far with the superintendent. We had that open session where we heard from the committee. I went to a thing on Tuesday night where we got to give our opinions. There was way more of that. But then a board vacancy where someone's going to sit for until the next election, we get no input whatsoever. It just doesn't seem fair. And I know you're about to make that decision later tonight. I personally don't think it's too late for someone to say, I don't think this is right. I think we should do this another way. We've been to, I think, like 3 meetings now where people have stood up and said, we don't agree with this. Obviously, we don't represent the whole community. But I think we know that majority of the community doesn't come to board meetings. They're not that interested. I used to be one of those people. I really, when I didn't have children in the district, I could care less what was going on. It's just not something I thought about. But you do need to give the opportunity to the community to contribute if they want to, and contribute in whatever way they see fit, election, what have you.
30 seconds.
I'm personally disappointed. I mean, I know you know that. Sent multiple emails. But, like I said, I don't think it's too late for you guys to change course. I would appreciate it not to, you know, vote in the person that I want, but just to give everyone a chance to say who they want and then go from there.
Thank you, Helen.
I really like to say that I'm surprised by the actions of this board, but I'm not. It just, again, as it was mentioned earlier this evening, this has become commonplace. Mr. Lobach, I think over there, completely ignores what's going on with the constituent base in this room, and the rest of you completely ignore what's going on with your constituent base outside of this room. When I looked at what the qualifications were for the replacement school board member, it said you must be a U.S. citizen, minimum 18 years old, lived in the district boundary for at least 1 year, a registered voter. I feel that as a constituent that there should be some list of candidates that we as residents have some knowledge of, which I believe that was restricted. I believe somebody asked for the candidate names that was turned down, and that we know some background about. Because as constituents in this room elected you, I think that we should have a say-so in who that replacement board member is. again, those are pretty minimal qualifications. But I'm going to recite a few of the qualifications that a member of our community who ran for election that you completely overlooked has. And when I looked online, I couldn't find one of you people here at this table who had the qualifications of this young lady right here, Allison Potuck. Allison has 16 years of experience in education as a teacher, instructional coach, and administrator. She's currently the coordinator for teaching and learning of a pre-K through 8th grade school district. She leads curricular reviews and adoptions. She co-authors the district strategic plan, leading implementation efforts and analysis data, and recommends instructional shifts based on what the data suggests. She plans and presents professional development to teachers. She also collaborates with and presents data to the Board of Education regularly. Allison holds a BA in English with a secondary education minor and MA in curriculum and instruction, and an MA in educational leadership. She has led and participated in curricular school improvement and policy committees at the school, district, and building level. Allison has led a principal hiring search and has been a part of a superintendent search, key element for this position. She has firsthand knowledge of board member roles, responsibilities, and limitations. She also is a D41 parent, lives in our district, and has two children. She is a PTN member and parent volunteer.
30 seconds, Pete.
3 minutes is not a hard and fast rule.
30 seconds, Pete.
The qualifications that Allison has are stand above and beyond any of you here. And I, again, relate that as a constituent, that we should have some say-so in the selection of constituents now and moving forward, as some of you remain on this board.
Thank you, Pete.
Allison, Mr. Holt.
I knew you weren't going to pick me, but I had at very least hoped for a conversation with you all. You who sit there and you preach inclusivity and celebrating differences, you can't even stomach to sit down with me and have a conversation? Why? Because you don't think I share your beliefs. The hypocrisy. During my campaign, a man who lives at the corner of Fairview and Maine called me and said, "Bob Bruno just left my house. He is saying awful things about you. He wants me to remove your sign from my yard." And I heard the lies you told about me. I was homophobic. I'm an extremist. You don't even know me. You've never had a conversation with me in your life. You could have had one tonight, but you're a chicken, and you chickened out. You tried to make this past election about politics. You all did. And a school board race, as you know, should be about our children and our learning. And really, that's the most important difference between me and all of you. My main focus for running was the student achievement in this district. And your focus is on yourselves. And that's why you don't want me sitting up there with all of you. Because your resistance to me proves to all of us that you're afraid to ask tough questions that you know that I'll pose. Why has this district failed to close the achievement gap? Why do we have average growth despite above average student populations? You failed to ask these questions because you're so focused on what you want. And you've neglected to ask yourselves, what do our kids need? What a missed opportunity for all of you to really get to know me. Everyone that speaks here, has spoken at the last two meetings, really knows me. What a missed opportunity to dispel your misconceptions about me. What a missed opportunity for this district and our children to get someone up there who is not blinded by campaign donations from political organizations and your labor unions. What a chance you could have had to add someone who doesn't care about politics. I don't. I don't care about politics. I care about kids. 16 public comments were made at these meetings, urging you to select me. You received numerous emails doing the same. You know you did. But you have shown this community what you value. Not your constituents.
30 seconds.
Not our students, but yourselves and your campaign donors.
Thank you very much.
Yeah!
All right. May I have a motion to adjourn to closed session to confidentially discuss Section 2C3, the selection of a person to fill a vacancy on the school board or the discipline, performance, or removal of the occupant of a public office when the public body is given power to remove the occupant under law or ordinance?
Motion.
Second.
Any discussion?
Could you please tell us how long?
We can continue public comment after.
Yes, we will. When we come back after the closed session.
How long is that going to be? You know how long your interviews
I don't know how long it will take, folks.
Where are the candidates at?
It will take several hours.
You want to call the vote?
Roll call, Mrs. Moak.
You said you're allowing 30 minutes.
Yes.
Please.
Yes.
Yes.
One, two,
yes.
Yes.
Seriously.
Are they all in the bed?
Yes.
You are.
All right.
You can't even tell us how many you're interviewing.
Okay, let's. We're good. All right, the board is back in open session. Mrs. Moak, is there anyone new to make public comment?
What time is it?
It is 9:09. We are back in open session at 9:09. Thank you.
I have no other.
Okay. Very good. Then, with that, I would like to make an announcement. During our closed session, the board reviewed the applications of the individuals to fill the vacancy. We interviewed candidates that were selected to interview, and this is to fill the spot left vacant by Dr. Martelli's resignation. The board came to consensus to appoint Dr. Stephen Mika to fill the vacancy. Actually, Michael. I understand correct. Stephen Michael. And I would like to thank, first of all those folks who put themselves forward expressing an interest in serving. So at this point, I need a motion to appoint Dr. Stephen Michael to fill the vacancy on the District 41 Board of Education. Jason motioned.
Second.
I need a second.
I did the
second. Jess did a second. Any discussion?
I was really impressed with Dr. Michael's resume. His work with the district and the Guam school community as a whole for the last however many years. It is continue involvement in education as his professor at the university level. So I think that he has contributed a lot to the district and will continue to contribute to the district in a different way as a new board member.
Okay. Any other discussion? Mrs. Moak, roll call, please.
Mrs. Sayed?
Yes.
Mr. Estes?
Yes.
Mrs. Buttermer?
Yes.
Mr. Rollbach?
Yes.
Mrs. Hill?
Yes.
Dr. Bruno?
Yes. Well, we are extremely pleased then to announce the selection of Dr. Stephen Michael to fill the board vacancy. A little bit about him. He is a 22-year resident of Glen Ellyn and a proud Forest Glen parent. He has a bachelor's and master's degree in law enforcement and justice administration and a doctoral of education from Northern Illinois University. For two decades, Dr. Michael served Glen Ellyn as a police officer, where he was on special assignment in our schools as a juvenile and community education officer. He also served as a resource officer at Glenbard West High School, where his primary duties consisted of school safety and security. He is currently a full-time professor of criminal justice studies at Salt Valley Community College with a deep passion for education. Let me close this brief introduction to Stephen by quoting his philosophy of education, which some of the applicants shared with us in their letter of interest. Quote, "I believe access to education is a right to all young people in the community, regardless of individual circumstances. Successful learning must be in a safe and welcoming environment, free from bullying and outside distractions. Teaching methods should be technically innovative when possible and include audio, visual, kinesthetic, and experiential learning. Finally, while Dr. Mika was not previously familiar to most board members, some did recall him as a DARE instructor and recalled how children, quote unquote, loved him. Therefore, we can proudly acknowledge that we have appointed not only a very accomplished and talented professional, but a board member who was loved by our students. And it's not often a board can say that. Dr. Michael will be sworn in at our committee of the whole meeting, which happens on October 2nd. Let me now offer some perspective on the process used by the board to make this extraordinary appointment. First, the process is controlled by policy 2:70, which states, immediately following a vacancy on the board will publicize it and accept resumes from district residents who are interested in filling the vacancy. After reviewing the applications, the board may invite the prospective candidates for personal interviews to be conducted during duly scheduled closed meetings. We received 9 applicants and interviewed 3 candidates, which is 30% of the pool. In making the decision who to interview and ultimately select, the board relied principally on its awareness of and guidance from the professional organizations we are a part of, the National Association of School Boards and Illinois Association of School Boards, to consider the attributes and characteristics of an effective school board and, by extension, school board member. Examples of those characteristics include coming to the district with a vision of high expectations for student achievement and quality instruction, holding strong shared beliefs and values about what is possible for students and their ability to learn, being accountable and data-driven, spending less time on operational issues and more time focused on policies to improve student achievement, investing in a collaborative relationship with staff and the community, establishing a strong communication structure to inform and engage both internal and external stakeholders in setting and achieving district goals. When filling a vacancy based on the applicant's submission, there are many factors boards consider, including not limited to the personal and professional characteristics of the current members, the skills of the current board members, and opportunities to fill gaps. Attentiveness to board representation of the local attendance areas, knowledge of the school district and applicants' past and potential contribution to the community. In choosing people to interview and selecting a person to serve, the board drew on its experience and what it has learned through professional development about the characteristics of an effective school board member. We then apply what we've learned collectively in assessing each applicant and made our decision accordingly. In filling the school board vacancy, professional organizations recommend focusing on a set of highly relevant applicant attributes. And here are just a few examples of those attributes. Has the capacity to work collaboratively as a team member and support group decisions, along with an understanding that the board sets a climate for the entire district. Holds a genuine desire to work towards a positive relationship between the district and the public it serves. Practices a professional, poised demeanor and respectful behavior. Is committed to serving the diverse needs of all students, regardless of their abilities and backgrounds. Is committed to the time and energy required each week for meetings, phone calls, conversations, visit to schools, professional development, seminars. Respects the work of educators and has an appreciation of public education as a community asset. And finally, understands the role of board governance. Every applicant no doubt possessed some degree of these attributes. Let me be clear, the applicants we didn't interview distinguished themselves for their willingness to serve, and therefore each is to be commended for applying. It is the nature, however, of board governance appointments that we focus more on the qualities of the person selected and not the talents of those not selected. In the opinion of the board, each of the people we interviewed impressed us the most and represented different opportunities to add value to the governance process. We, however, can only make one appointment. It's important to also recognize that the process prescribed by law to fill a school board vacancy is not an election driven by candidates. It's an appointment by the board based on the qualities and characteristics of the applicants and the contribution they could make to serving the children of our community. Appointments are made because the electoral process cannot appropriately accommodate a midterm absence of a school board member. As public servants, we welcome community engagement and appreciate the different voices we hear from. But our job is clearly and logically not to reflexively count the number of emails or comments that we receive as expressing support for applicants X, Y, or Z, as if They were a consensus expression of the community will. A collection of even a dozen or so emails, positive or negative, for all the applicants would represent but a tiny fraction of the people the board represents. There is a proper time, process, and place for campaigns where the whole community can take the measure of candidates and engage in electing their school board. Filling a board vacancy, however, is about determining which of the applicants, when compared on their own merits and side by side in the judgment of the incumbent board members, can best advance the work of the district. There's no algorithm to follow to discern the profile of the most appropriate person, nor is the decision subject to artifice, individual self-interest, or gamesmanship. The decision comes down to the qualities of the applicants, and we are very confident in complete agreement that Dr. Maiko is an exceptional choice. He brings a formidable intellect, a deep knowledge of our school community, and a passion for education and student well-being who will contribute to the board's ongoing, thoughtful, and collaborative approach to school governance. His willingness to serve and his appointment demonstrate respect for our entire community. I thank the board for exercising their duties expeditiously and appropriately and for their continued service. It is now 9:19 p.m. May I have a motion to adjourn the September 26, 2023 meeting?
Motion.
Oh, a second. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. Good night.
Good night.